So I should say this is a new monthly series called Breaking the Algorithm IRL. And that's, I mean, that's what we're doing. We just broke the algorithm. Congrats to everybody out there. We like brought the internet into a physical space. It's great. It's awesome. I have a show on GXC called Local Waves and Local Waves in Conversation. I do these conversations with local folks who put on shows, play in bands, run record labels, all local. And instead of just doing it in the studio, we figured, why don't we do this in a public space? Makes it more fun for us. And, you know, it's just about building community. And so my guest tonight is Sarah Van Buren, commonly known as SVB. Yes.
Hello.
I want to thank the DJ tonight, which is Christopher Michael Hefner. He'll be spinning records after the conversation. And I just wanted to note that the next Breaking the Algorithm IRL will be August 28th, last Thursday every month. A different guest, a different DJ, GXC, Wavefarm, Swag, and awesome people. And so just, you know, it's a great way to like have a drink, meet up with friends, and like sort of get to know your neighbors and people who are doing cool stuff in the area. So, Sarah.
Mike.
We've known each other a long time, but you co-curated the 24-Hour Drone Festival. That's one of the main things I wanted to highlight because that is such an achievement. That was such a special event. And
thanks, Mike.
You did great work on it for many years.
Thank you.
You also head up Community Rave Network.
I am a part of Community Rave Network. We don't really have a hierarchy, but yes. And we are here at Avalon Lounge every few months.
Yep. Next one
in
is
this very room.
September 27th.
Yes.
And that's, for anyone who doesn't know, that's like a full building Avalon like rave party with special guests, amazing DJs. And you also are now part of the Hudson Area Library team, and you do this analog DJ workshop for teens and tweens.
Correct.
Which is coming up, and the final performance that those kids do actually airs live on GXC, and that will be on August 12th.
Yes.
So we're going to talk about all of that and more. I guess let's start with like the most current thing, which is that Hudson Area Library project that you're doing. Like, you've been doing that for a few years. Like, how did that come to fruition? Because it kind of takes all the things that you've done, but like brings this, you know, this educational, like experiential element into it.
Yeah, for sure. I started working at the library. I started working full time about 6 months ago, but I had been working with the library for several years as a teaching artist. So I approached them, this was several years ago, thinking about teaching kids how to DJ, but with records, using all analog equipment, because I don't know, I just thought it would be an interesting experiment, and it would be, it's so fun to experience music again for the first time through their ears, you know, and just to find out what the kids are into. And then, of course, you know, there's no screens, so it's kind of a good way to get kids to practice fine motor skills without actually saying that, because they don't have as much opportunity to do things like that right now with all the screens and such. So so yeah, we've been doing it for a few years. It's always a popular program. This is the third year we're doing it, and this year we actually brought back a few kids from previous years and brought them back as mentors, so they're also sort of co-teaching with us. And I should say that I teach this workshop with Rebecca Borer, who is also one of my best friends, but also a part of Community Rave Network. You may also know her as Rager. She makes her own music. she does a lot of amazing things in the community. So,
well, I love, and just thinking back to when I was a kid, I love when something like the raves, like Community Rave Network, is a very adult party.
Yes.
And 24 Hour Drone is a very like conceptual event. And I love when that gets brought into like a kid-friendly setting, because I think like as a kid, you kind of pick up on like, oh, this is different. There's something dangerous about this, or there's something that isn't so made for kids, like everything else that they experience. And I think that that is so great.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. I mean, you don't have to be a certain age to like music. Music is music.
Like Maria Chavez, right?
Yeah.
The other day, who played here and also did a part of your program where they were breaking records.
Yes.
And playing with the idea of like scratching records not in a traditional way.
Mm-hmm.
What was that day like?
Well, it was funny because, you know, we've been trying to drill into their young minds, respect the vinyl. That's what we say, which was actually a phrase.
Disrespect the vinyl.
Yeah, it was like kind of going against that. The respect the vinyl thing came from Ted Patterson, who's a local international DJ who's actually teaching a session next week for us. And he said that originally when he taught 2 years ago. And I was like, that is so perfect. We just need to have that in bold letters, because it's sort of, vinyl is a weird thing. If you've never been exposed to it and you've never played a record, to imagine this piece of plastic with all these grooves in it that makes sound. So we were disrespecting the vinyl on Tuesday, but it was really fun. We got to break the records, and actually some of the records are really hard to break. There's like, Maria has a whole technique about how you break a record. You have to like stick it in your hip area and then like bend your leg and then turn away and close your eyes, and like, it was a whole thing. And yeah, that was really liberating for some of the kids. And some of the kids were afraid of it too. It was kind of was a 50-50 thing. But she then showed us a couple different techniques that she's invented and developed over the years, where she uses record fragments, and you know, she figured out a way to loop something on a turntable, just like an analog loop. You just put a 45 on top of a 12-inch, done and done. It's genius.
Do you, with the kids there, do you see them naturally, do you see some of them naturally being drawn to this and loving it? And are there also some kids who are just like, this is not right. I'm not feeling this.
100%, yes. There's one young woman who is she takes violin, so she studies classical music, and she played in her DJ sets. We have a whole classical music section, so she's been DJing like story ballets, like classical music. So she was not into it, but I think it's also just showing them that there's not one way to do something, and you don't have to conform to whatever preconceived notion someone might have for you, and you can carve your own path.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I wonder, like, I also wanted to talk about 24 Hour Drone, even though I know this event doesn't really exist anymore. But it was, I think it's, in my mind, having been in the Hudson Valley for about 15 years, this is one of the most unique and interesting events that was going on in the Hudson Valley. And it was about the space that it was happening in, which was Basilica Hudson, and the curation and the duration of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's sort of a common thread for you. Like when you think about Community Rave Network and the other events, which we'll talk about, that you're interested in going to, duration, repetition,
mm-hmm.
sustained energy, you know, is sort of, you know, it.
That's my jam.
Yeah. Did was that your jam when you started with 24 Hour Drone, or did it come out of experiencing that event and developing it over the years?
I think that's been my jam before 24 Hour Drone also. But maybe I didn't call it that. But I mean, I've said this before, you know, the experience of a durational sort of like drone event where you're in a space with people for 24 hours versus a rave where you're dancing with people for, let's say, 24 hours. It's just two sides of the same coin. Mm. And I think it's because, personally, I don't know, I think music is, it can be very spiritual to listen to music on your own, sure, but to have a collective experience, IRL, Mike, with, but it's true, like having an actual communal music experience, it's like one of the most ancient forms of community that humans have. And there's something about that and about collectively going through sort of an ordeal with your body and your emotions and your mental state, but you're doing that collectively. So it's almost like, I mean, you could probably equate that with a lot of more ancient practices, but there's something to that. And I really like it. And I think the success of 24-hour drone is because other people want that too. And we don't have a lot of opportunity for it.
The difference between 24-hour drone and a rave, and I mean this seriously, is that the 24-hour drone is so personal. It is like you're in a shared living room with 500 other people, and for that period of time. And throughout the night, I mean, it just really struck me that like people were like sleeping next to strangers and getting up to brush their teeth while harsh noise is happening or what, you know. And then you have like, you know, birds that live in the space that are waking up at 5, 6 a.m. mm-hmm. that are part of the performance. And I mean, to me, it was so, you know, not to say that a rave is not any of those things, but it was just so personal mm-hmm. and so intimate, I thought, between such a large number of people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
I don't know if that was how intentional that was.
I think there was, well, when we first started doing it, there weren't that many people. Mm-hmm. So you had a lot of space.
Right.
And then by the last year, you're like, you roll over and someone's snoring right there in your face.
Yeah, it's like taped,
you know?
Taped lines on the floor delineating your space.
And, yes.
And yeah, it's a pretty wild sort of social experiment in that way.
Yes.
I want to get to this, one of your most recent trips, which relates to this, which is you went to Morocco to see elders perform music that's very long form, very trance, again, repetition, drone in that sense. How did you find out about this event? Just give us the quick version of like how it came to you and then going and experiencing it.
Sure. So Mike is talking about the Master Musicians of Djajouka, and they are a group of Sufi trance musicians that have been in a mountain village in the Reef Mountains of Morocco they've been doing this for like, I don't know, a couple thousand years or something. And I first found out about it because my friend Patty, who's in a band called Nod, and also in a band called Moundabout, which they played drone in 2024, so last year, my good friend Patty told me about it. This was pre-COVID. He was like, there's this thing that they do. And I was like, dude, we gotta go to that. And actually, I don't know, I was earlier, you know, maybe less than a year ago, I was thinking this is the time to go. And so Patty and his wife actually met me there. But why did we want to do that? I mean, again, it goes back to the communal experience of music or sound, you know, in a group. And it's a pretty unusual situation that I would suggest, if anyone is interested, happy to answer questions afterwards. It's a great experience if you're into this kind of thing. You basically go and you stay with the musicians and they cook for you, and it's a very small group of like 30 visitors, and you know, there's music every night, and it gets very heavy, actually. It was very heavy in like a musical sense. It was very beautiful and light in a person-to-person sense. But yeah, I mean, it was a great experience. And the music was very heavy at some points. I was like, this is the original rave. Like, this is the same thing. Mm-hmm. People were moshing. Like, it was...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that and we were talking the other day, and when I, you know, you had shared some videos and stuff from the performance, and it's for me as someone who puts on events, as do you, I'm like, this is going to inspire ideas. This is going to manifest in a way that comes back to the Hudson Valley. We don't know what that will be yet. You might not know what that will be yet, but these sort of like missionary trips, musical like, missionary trips,
like pilgrimages.
Yes. And to experience something that, you know, you can't really experience that in this country or really in this continent in most ways, to bring that back and or to have it just certify to yourself what's important to you in terms of putting on an event and community so I'm excited to see how that manifests for you in any ways.
Yeah.
I want to thank Sarah Van Buren for being my guest this week. I'm going to actually play a clip that Sarah recorded on her phone from that performance out in the desert in a moment here. So you are listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Radio for Open Ears. This is Local Waves in Conversation. I am Mike Amari from Chosen Family Presents. My guest has been Sarah Van Buren.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you all for coming out on this rainy Thursday evening. And I look forward to doing this every month. Here is that clip from Morocco. The book.